And welcome to Season 9, Episode 40 of Swimming with the Fish. This is Crutch, and we are all on vacation for the day, but at least it's a vacation day and not a shutdown day. I'm not sure how that works, but I'm assuming my company's going to pay me. We'll see. Anyway.
Doesn't work any different for me.
Happy Columbus Day or Indigenous Persons Day or whatever day you want to celebrate. Whatever we want to call it. It's a day not at work. Which is, you know, actually fine. It's funny. I was off for 8 days, wanted to get back, went back two, and went like, yep, don't want to go back. Goon, how are you, sir?
I'm a little grumpy, but it's no one's fault.
Oh, well, that's cool. Okay. So just like self-inflicted grumpiness?
No, I would rather be working than sitting at home.
Okay, then it is somebody's fault.
Well, yes, it's okay. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats' fault.
Thank you very much.
But when I went to the hardware store to buy some hardware, the lady told me, oh, well, I have the opposite opinion. What am I supposed to tell her? Well, you're a moron?
You know, sometimes it's good to suffer fools greatly, and sometimes it is not. You need to make that choice.
How can you tell me that this is the Republicans' fault? Now, my being a member of neither party, you don't really care whose fault it is.
Well, you just lead him down that path of conversation. Chief,
right.
Work with me and tell me if I'm wrong on this one, because I'm pretty sure you're more astute than I am. And welcome to the show, by the way.
This is what Scott does on CNN, and it has corrected folks over and over. And the fact that they still air it means that there's no rebuttal for it.
Yeah. So the big deal. From what I gathered,
you cut off our chief.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chief.
And it is Indigenous Peoples Day, so
okay.
The big thing that you can always bring up is how many times has someone brought a clean CR, which has been voted through the past 13 times, and how many times has the other party shut it down? You just state that, then you ask which party shut it down. That is the party responsible for the shutdown. Mm-hmm. There is no argument against that because those are just facts.
Well, you know, they'll throw that, you know, okay, well, we're trying to save healthcare for people. I'm like, why don't you tell them what you're really doing? Okay. The bill, the extension of extra benefits during COVID for the Americans with what is it called again? ACA?
The Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act, which it was neither affordable nor care, but that's beside the point.
Well, it was going to make my premiums go down, and I was
$2,200.
And how's that worked for you, Crutch? Because I will publicly give the numbers that happened for me.
I took it in the keister. How's that? That we'll try and keep it PG.
Well, I was paying before Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Barry. I was paying between $800 and $900 a month for my family coverage on a preferred provider care, which means I didn't have to just see their doctors. I could see any doctor.
Right. You didn't really have a plan membership thing.
Right. I didn't have to get a primary care physician, and there were some rules I didn't have to do. I thought it was better than going with the all you have to be in network. Right. My deductible was between $500 and $1,000 for the family per year.
Mm-hmm.
And my copays were about what they are now.
Mm-hmm. And now?
So copays did not change. Well, not a lot anyway. I was paying between $25 and $30. Now I'm paying between 30 and 50.
Okay.
For copays. Now I'm paying $1,700 a month for just my wife and I, no longer family.
Hmm.
It's a $5,000 a year family deductible.
Eek.
And I'm no longer a PPO. I'm in network only.
Wow.
Go somewhere where there's no network. Too bad. So sad. So yeah, that's
Don't get sick on vacation.
Yeah, that's not better because, but you're helping provide health care for people who can't afford it. Oh, really? I thought I did that with my taxes.
Yeah. When did that become my responsibility? Well, let me put it this way. It is my responsibility to help folks as a Christian. It is not my responsibility to be forced to help people by the government.
Precisely.
I want to phrase that correctly.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I was talking with Goonchild about this week, and she and I both agreed. She goes, she does not like medicine for profit. And I agree. I also don't like the other extreme, which is the government does it all. Because I know neither one works. Somewhere in the middle, there must be a plan that works. There must be.
I don't know. My big concern right now is they're trying to stop the what's the word I'm looking for here? The ending of benefits.
Subsidies,
yes. The ending of these subsidies that came about during COVID. The bill where they were enacted literally has the word temporary in the name.
Right. These subsidies are going to sunset.
Right, exactly. And oh my gosh, they're sunsetting. Okay. So, you know, if you didn't want it to sunset, why didn't you make it permanent? And I asked this of the Democrats since it was their bill. So the bill the Democrats proposed and got through Congress that was designed to sunset is now doing exactly as expected. And now all of a sudden it's a problem.
The Republicans' fault.
And it's right. It's Republicans' fault that they don't want to extend this thing for COVID related issues. We don't have COVID related issues anymore. Yes, we still have COVID, but we don't have millions of people dying from COVID. And frankly, I'm not sure we ever did, but that's another conspiracy theory.
Go get your shot. Please, your mask.
That's right. Oh, don't talk to me about getting a shot. I got the flu shot, and I'm paying for it.
Masks are back in California.
Yeah. Well, okay. This is reason 814. I will never be in California, right? So the bill is sunsetting as planned, for benefits for a disease that is no longer epidemic, and the party out of power has decided that this, for the first time in 14. Continuing resolutions is the hill they're going to die on. And I'll be honest with you guys. I want everybody to come back, but I want everybody to know there's a reason this is day 12 of this stupidity. And you can look at the senior senator from the great state of New York.
Chuck Schumer.
Chuck is terrified that a whole portion of his voting alt is going to vote for the crazy lady who used to be a bartender.
Who's that?
It's a valid fear.
Oh, I don't doubt it. But, you know, here's a thought. You're old. Retire. Let the young people in your party take over. And if they run it into the ground, so be it.
What would you think of Muppets? One that looks like Schumer, one that looks like the turtle? Up in a movie balcony doing what the old guy Muppets used to do. That's
Bernie Waldorf.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, oh, it'll be Schumer, and I'm sorry, I'm zoning out on the turtle's real name. Sorry. McConnell?
Mitch McConnell.
Thank you.
Turtle works.
And they can just go up there and geese and laugh and, you know what, have shots, man. I'll start. I'll buy you each one.
I'm just amazed that people would be purposefully geezing. That's a new thing for me.
Purposely geezing?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it on purpose.
I do it naturally. I'm a natural born old man. There you go.
There's two things that you need to remember. Thing number one.
That's one too many for me, but go ahead.
There's nothing more permanent than a government policy. So whether it's temporary or not, I can't remember the exact quote Reagan did because I'm not even sure I was able to comprehend the English language when he stated that. But I know he said something similar, you know, close to that.
Yeah, there's nothing more immortal than a government product. Yeah, They never die. Nothing ever dies in the government.
So that's one issue. The next issue is that when you have when you have people that in New York who just are now like, we do not agree with the rest of the country. I was asked why aren't they making a deal with those folks? And my response, to which I almost got kicked out of the group chat again, was America does not negotiate with terrorists. And they didn't like that.
Well, probably we do. So, you know, there's that.
Well, I mean, we're not, so that's a nice thing.
Give over all the hostages or else. That's not really a negotiation.
No, that's true. And they did. So all the hostages have been freed, right?
Yep.
So there were 20 hostages.
Still alive.
Still alive.
Yeah. And did you see the number of Palestinian dissidents that had been captured?
No.
It was over 200, and they got released.
Yeah, which basically, you know, that this is the Israelis' opinion of value. It's like 10 to 1.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you watch the movie, You Don't Mess with the Zohar, and you realize that's par for the course right now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That part of the world. So no matter how you slice it, those are the big things. I think New York needs to learn a lesson.
Well, they're losing so many people, they're going to start losing seats in the next election, census.
So did you, I don't know if you saw, there were two major things that happened over the weekend. Another billionaire who had supported liberal policies admitted he made a mistake and has flipped. Ooh. That is one money source gone. Ouch. And he was doing it in the tens of millions.
Who is that?
Let me get his name.
Or company was he part of? Casey, I need to buy something from them.
Tom Steyer?
I'll keep looking at that because it's a...
Okay. Fair. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I asked you while we were actually talking. I did not mean to disrupt the show. That's Crutch's job.
Absolutely. You know, it's like I've got a charge code for it. So
the other thing was the folks that were here that are no longer in the country that were supporting and raising money for Antifa.
So the funds to Antifa are being cut down too?
Yes.
Nice.
So
couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of miscreants.
The Airbnb founder, Joe Gebbia, said he is no longer supporting the Democrats.
Now, is he like gone neutral or is he like swung the other way?
He has swung the other way.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'd keep my money for myself, but that's just me.
Well, you get to a point where you got so much, you go, I can't take it all with me. I'm going to try.
Yeah, but I don't want to give it to idiots either.
Diamond encrusted gold coffin, you know.
So did you say Tom Steyer?
Yeah, his name just popped up, but I think he's just a Prop 50 guy.
Yeah. And then there's Barry Diller. Rick Caruso?
No.
So this is a nightmare because some of those folks love the policies that keep them in the billions. But I think the biggest one was at least for me, you know what Zynga is?
Oh.
All right. So I know you guys, well, I know Crutch does like Words with Friends and mobile games.
Sure.
The company that made that.
Oh.
He's the creator.
Wow. Okay. Well, he's got a few bucks.
Mark Pincus.
Okay.
And he was a lifelong Democrat. And now he said, I was wrong. But see, these guys, they're not just saying, I was wrong, I'm neutral. They're saying, I was wrong and Trump was right. And I now support him.
Yeah. I get it. Some people have just got, you know, and I hate to use the term because using the term even triggers them when you tell them that they have TDS. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to show up in the DS9. It is. It's going to show up there. And that is, it's a mental disease. It's how, you know, this guy can do no right. It's amazing how many, has anybody heard anything from the Free Palestine people? You know, shouldn't they be like, oh my gosh, thank you for ending the war? But no, nothing, right?
That's
not what because of, means. Of course it isn't. I know that.
Silly. Palestine's not a country.
Well, they want to free up the land currently occupied by another country to make it, you know, from a river to the sea.
But they've wanted that since 1948. Palestine's never been a country. It was a proposed country by the UN, and pretty much all the people in the area said, no.
It started out as a derogatory term by the Romans.
That is all it has ever been.
Right.
Oh, literally. Right. It was, yeah, the only reason Palestine exists is because one of the leaders hated the Jews so much. He was like, I will give your land to these people just to spite you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the origins of Palestine.
But hey, you know, that's nothing like a 2,000-year-old joke. So
I feel like I'm Logan in near the end of Logan's Run when he tells him there is no sanctuary. There is no Palestine.
That's right. Yeah.
But when you grow up in a spot and it's been given a name, then that's, you know, that's what you're told. But none of the stuff matters. One thing that I just noticed, all of the people, all of the billionaires who have switched over just over the weekend, they're all of Hebrew descent.
So there was something deeper that made them flip.
I think because there's no, you're not going to, again, I ask my other Hebrew brethren all the time, why are you all so diehard Democrat?
Literally, what have they done for you lately?
Says,
you can ask that to any of the individual groups that make up the what's left of the coalition that call themselves Democrats. I mean, seriously, what has that party done to promote any of those groups?
Here's what I want to know. I want to know why Fetterman seems a better conservative than like Lindsey Graham. That's what I want.
It's crazy. You know what? But in a way, you know, of course, people will say it's brain damage, but then, yeah, why not? You know, rewiring does rewiring anyway. But yeah.
So we should give people that are liberal a whack on the head and hope they turn out better.
Well, it works for Greece. Sorry.
It doesn't seem like a good plan.
No, we do not promote violence on this show. There will be no head whacking.
No, that's apparently the left's job and the Democrats' job.
Right.
Which concerns me greatly. It's like, okay, but there's only one way that policy can end, and it won't be good for you.
Well, it might be good for the Attorney General in Virginia. He seems to be running on it. Although I did see a poll recently, he is now no longer in the lead in his base.
What a surprise.
Not only is he not in the lead, but he is taking ancillary people down with him.
Yeah, you got the lady who's running against Winston Sears. I can't think of it. Abigail something or other.
Spamberger,
right. Yeah. You got her literally performing the Maddow Trousseau wax figure stance in the middle of a debate while she's being asked a really simple question. you know, do you support what the, you know, guy running for attorney general said? And have you suggested that he, you know, bow out? Of course, she did that a lot. She was a statue a bit. They asked her about the whole, you know, would you want a guy in the locker room with your three daughters? And she was a statue for that too. So, yeah.
Is this like the little necklace beeps and she goes, Norm Norman
Nake? Oh, God. There's the old Star Trek reference. We had to get one in today. So, yeah, no, I mean, seriously, she just went completely like, you know, I wasn't expecting to be asked these questions. And that's the funny thing is I keep seeing a lot of these Democrats is like, you know, they get asked a follow-up question. Oh, my God. And they freak out. Like the lady running for California.
Oh, it was California. Yeah. Not New York, California. I watch. You're not going to ask me that. You're not going to ask me those questions. You're a politician. What is it you would say you do, ma'am?
Yeah. And then, wow, she has over 65% turnover rate on her staff. And according to ex-staffers, she'd go after the quiet ones. I'm like, wow, that sounds like a bully to me.
How do you think that would work with me if I was on her staff?
I don't know, man. You got to be careful. She looks hungry.
So
she might take a bite out of you.
You think she's going to get close enough?
No, I think it'll be a Taekwondo.
So Taekwondo reminds me that the worst interaction of two people. Are you familiar with who Tito Ortiz or Chael Sonnen are?
No.
All right. So Tito Ortiz, both of them were UFC fighters. And one of the funniest interactions ever that I saw was these two folks do not like each other.
All right.
You are in an airport. Mm-hmm. Tito Ortiz is known for trash talking. So he comes up and he starts harassing Chael. Chael is now known as the number one trash talker in you know, martial arts history.
Right.
Because of his level of gaslighting and other stuff that he could do on the fly. So he's talking to him and he's insulting him in front of everybody. And he turns to him. He says, "Tito, what are you doing here?" And his brain came to a screeching halt. And he just stopped talking. He had no answer.
Questions I wasn't expecting today.
Yeah. So, and then he just walked off and he said, "That was not a gotcha question. That was a, we're in an airport. I know where I'm going. Where are you going?"
How awkward, they're on the same flight and, you know, 38A and 38B.
After that, that is when he got inside his head. And he was like, "Oh, this man is empty up there. I did not know this. My team did not inform me of this."
There will be a meeting after this. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Yeah, and I don't know, maybe it's what's really weird though, is I'm seeing a lot more clips of this stuff going on, not on Fox News. Like, all of a sudden there's like people on CNN asking follow-up questions. And I'm like, wait, am I on the right channel? I can look at the remote. Oh, it's the right channel. Okay. I don't know. is the long national nightmare of TDS wearing away? I don't know.
No.
There was a lot of them saying nice things about the president today, you know.
The shift has happened where if you look at the watching demographic for cable TV on, you know, the majority, whether it be Fox, CNN, MSNBC, it is people 60 and above.
Yeah.
Everyone else is watching or the clips or the things online, because that's where, 18 to 35 is watching.
Mm-hmm. So Hurricane and I do that. We don't have cable. Haven't for years.
Okay, remember, this is a statistic. It is not the rule.
I understand.
So the big thing is as they lose those people to end of life expectancy, they realize, oh, we need to get the other people, which is where Scott Jennings comes in. Like if you've, there's no reason.
He is a national treasure.
There's no reason to have that man on CNN to only point out the grand, inadequacies and stuff. And I know that you, Crutch, have an embargo on Crowder for things he has said in the past. I don't know if the embargo still stands, but
it does.
Okay.
I mean, that's just, I see clips of him, but I'm not going out of my way to watch his show now.
Right. So he is now more aggressive with the Change My Mind. He is going into spots and actively seeking out the conversation. Like when he went into a black barbershop. And
I've seen some clips from that, and I'm like, okay, that's brave. You know.
Well,
but in a way, maybe it isn't. I mean, you know, I've never held the belief that your melanin content will define your political beliefs. All white people don't think the same. All black people don't think the same. All yellow people don't think the same. And all brown people don't think the same. It's just, that's crap.
But if you go into a barbershop in the heart of Southern Chicago, mm-hmm. there's a 90% chance you know what the political beliefs are. Well, and the whole idea,
yeah.
The thing is now, what do you have to lose? They're after you anyway. And it's, you know, there was a surprisingly eloquent answer as to why he stopped doing the Change My Mind and all that. And he gave it, and it made sense. And the amount of people that this is reaching and whose minds are being changed is showing that maybe it was worth it.
Yeah.
And so as their voices get heard, as more people get forcefully exposed to the new ideas, because that was one of the folks said, Joy Reid went to Harvard, therefore she's smart.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Joy Reid went to Harvard?
Isn't that absolutely frightening? But not surprising now, if you think about it.
Fortunately, it wore off, I guess.
No, well, the whole idea was she went to Harvard because she was a DEI enlister. She had no business being there, and none of the things that she learned she is able to put into, positive practice.
What did she study? Do we know?
No. I don't know what she got her major in. It none of it really matters because all that is doing is proving Charlie Kirk's point that college is a scam. And when I was having this kind of conversation with someone who I know is quite an enthusiast, he stated, no, it is the current American college that is a scam because Europeans do not do what Americans do. And in terms of the education, when you go, there is like a year of elective, and then it's what you actually are supposed to be focusing on. It is not multiple years of electives.
Right.
In fact, you can get a degree on electives. Like, for example, psychology. If you were to take psychology and you were to get a bachelor's, it means absolutely nothing. You cannot use it in the workforce. You would have to get a doctorate, which means that you'd have to keep going.
At least a master's.
Even as a master's, you cannot open your own practice under a master's.
No. And thankfully, my son, who is in fact getting his degree in psychology, and he's getting a second degree in English Lit, has informed me that we're extending a year because now he's decided he does need his master's, even if he's not doing therapy. And I went, okay, there we go.
So that'll be 5 years?
It'll be five total. But he'll walk out with two bachelors and a master's.
Oh, wow.
But what, and okay.
But of what economic value?
Yes, in today's market. So, and this is where my son, who is the chef, again, there was no emotion. There was just hard math. Hey, you want to do this. He wanted to be a chef. Mm-hmm. How long in school specialties would he have to study in order to do the thing that he wanted? And what is the return on it? If he does not become famous, will he enjoy it? Because if he's cooking all day and then is expected to cook at home, will he like that?
Mm.
So
yep.
If you hear people's problems all day and you have a significant other, you're going to hear their problems too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
that's been my experience.
And you don't even have a degree in psychology.
No.
But
yeah, and I don't often give good advice, just ask.
So the biggest thing is, out of the things that AI is taking away, hospitality, things that require a touch and an innate ability to remember every nuanced thing you said.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to work for psychologists? Because more and more people are turning to AI, and I think it's called Gloo, GLOO, one of the former Intel, people, Intel the company, not the organization.
Yeah.
Basically stated that people will come to AI for everything. And he was pitching it towards Christians because he was like, oh, you don't need your higher power. You have AI. And I was like, yep, that is how the beast system is meant to be set up. So I guess that is what he's just reaffirming that.
Things are going according to plan, Chief.
Yeah. But yeah.
And yet, this week I had a discussion with Crutch that I was going to keep secret from you, Chief, about my positive experience with AI in my own life this week. I found a place where it works very well.
You were going to keep it secret.
Yeah, because I figured you guys would mock me.
Mock.
Okay, so out of the two of us, you decided I was going to be the one that would mock you.
Well, I couldn't get a hold of you, so.
Did you try?
Now you're being mocked for this.
Yeah. Well, this didn't work out as the way I had it planned, so I might as well tell you, you know?
And you did preface by this, you don't actually give good advice. So, you know, your decision-making to, you know, trust me and not the chief is, you know, right there.
Probably ill-placed, yeah.
I don't think this is how you meant it to go.
Have I mentioned on the show that I hurt my shoulder about 2 months ago?
I believe so.
So my insurance company chief sent me an email that said, we have a free service where you can have the services of a physical therapist at your home to help with this. You don't need to go get MRIs. You don't need to go get surgery, but we can maybe help manage the pain and increase your mobility, range of motion.
Yes, there you go.
Stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's free. Do you want to try it? And I said, oh, okay.
I like free.
So it's called Sword Health, and they sent me a specialized iPad mini, which I connected up, and it's done, Chief, it's done really well. It's made for, you know, old people to connect up to the internet, and the software to actually set everything up worked really well. As you know, I have some special things in my network here that wouldn't be normal, and they actually have an advanced button that I could press, and all of the things that I would need were there.
Very nice.
And, you know, and I thought, wow, this is pretty well done. Well, it has an AI component. The idea is you work via a Zoom meeting that's, you know, built into this little special iPad, and I talk with her. My lady's name is Anna. You know, here's what I want to do. All right. Well, you know, will you commit to 4 or 5 days a week, 10 minutes a day? Yeah, I can do it whenever I want at home. Yes, sir. Okay. And the AI named Phoenix will run all of the exercises for you and collect your data. And then you'll talk with me once or twice a week. And I must say that the AI has really become my new best friend.
Oh, boy.
Not as good as you guys, but I mean, it's using a specialized camera. And I remember telling Crutch, it's a camera that they use in paranormal investigations when they're looking for ghosts. It draws, they aim it like out at the ether, and it draws little stick figures of what it sees.
Right. So it's drawing a stick figure on you and telling you how you're not in the right position.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No. Yeah. And it'll do things like when it goes, turn to your right, and I turn to my left, it'll go, no, you're right. You know, it's really pretty good. And as I do each exercise, if it finds that I'm having trouble with one, that I don't complete it within the parameters that have been normal for me, it'll go, would you like some advice on tips to make this a little easier for you? Yeah, I would. And then it'll talk to me. Maybe you should exhale here, or try and keep your elbows positioned a different way. This is what you seem to be doing. And I've been through 7 sessions, I think. My 8th will be today, later today. And it's working. And twice a week, I meet with the physical therapist, and the pain's getting better. And once a month, I get a little, you know, I get some graphs and charts, which my little engineer heart loves, about how my range of motion is going. And I never leave my house. It's on my schedule, which means I'm doing every single session.
Mm-hmm.
Even the physical therapist said, you're kind of into this. I went, well, I mean, you made it easy for me.
Yeah.
I don't want my shoulder to hurt, and you made it easy for me to start getting better.
Right.
Well, it might take a month, sir. Okay.
Yeah.
I can fit this in my life. You know, long as you don't tell me I have to do it at this time of day, these many days a week, or drive somewhere, I'm in. So I skip days when I'm going to Taekwondo class because my shoulder gets enough of a workout. And I've actually gotten enough stamina that the Taekwondo classes are feeling more energetic and better. There's no little girl screaming when somebody touches my shoulder, for example. So, which some people said was distracting.
I could imagine. Yeah.
They thought it was distracting for them.
Oh, that blood curdling screaming and all.
Yeah. Does that hurt? Oh, no.
No, not at all. What would make you think that?
That was the Polish war cry.
Exactly.
Do you remember your... I'm pretty sure we had the conversation, Crutch. Did you have a Kinect?
Who, me? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it would follow me around the room. Yep.
Yes. So that tech was sold off. Because that's what Microsoft does.
Right.
To get ideas. Like, hey, we bought this. Apparently, we don't know how to use it.
Right.
So we will hopefully get it to somebody who does know how to use it. That is what Ghost Hunters use now, because it is able to, you know, track flecks of stuff in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was able to track other things because it could see through clothes. I don't know if you remember that whole scandal.
Oh, really?
So the Xbox came with a Kinect, and it was able to wireframe a person and see which way you were turning and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
The Xbox 360 Kinect was able to go one step further, and it was able to map out your heat. And for the males, heat, depending on what you're looking at, can be generated in abundance in certain areas.
Sure.
And if it would outline that, you're like, hey, what are you looking at? You're like, I'm just mapping you out, sir.
Oh, so the Xbox 360 was checking out my junk?
Yes.
They, lovely.
It became...
In the trash you go.
Well, no, they just said it inherited goonery tactics. And this is a funny thing because goonery is, and I don't remember this being the case before, is now a term used for people who are staring at pronounced features of any sex. So if you're gooning, then you are you are like staring at yourself.
If a woman who has been well endowed by nature and a gentleman needs to raise his eyes to see her eyes, he's engaging in goonery.
Yes.
Ah, okay. My eyes are up here. Exactly. Yes.
Well,
I wasn't interested in your eyes or I'd be looking up there.
So the internet doing what it does has taken it one step further. And we're at, and they have said,
and now they're calling you about it.
It's where is 816?
Area code 816? That's a good question.
Like that's Florida.
But
nope, it is. Where the heck is that? Northwestern Missouri.
Yeah. So
Kansas City. There you go.
I have been there.
But it's your people.
No, it is not.
The Chiefs are calling you. They need a quarterback.
Do they need it? I mean, they still won.
They still won. Yeah, I know. Just kidding. I don't know what we need, but the Ravens are pretty much dead this season.
I will tell you.
I'm done with football until baseball, or I'm done with sports till baseball starts again, because the Red Sox lost, but then so did the Yankees. So, season overall.
It was a good season.
Have you seen, because this is a shift, so just to end the previous statement, just so we can complete the thought, the internet has made goonery anyone who looks lustfully at another person, period.
Mm.
Wow. Am I going to have to change my nickname now?
We'll just call you Lusty.
It depends on which demographic listens to us the most. Because
Okay, fair enough.
The other big news is due to the engagement of a particular pop singer who had...
She's a six at best, but go ahead.
Who had supported apologies all her life.
Yes.
Now changed.
Oh, yeah. Now people are mad at her because she's gone trad wife.
Yes. Now that she is exhibiting conservative values that is seen as a betrayal.
Girl power.
You know,
true girl power.
Yeah.
They didn't like her politics, but the fact that she brought back it's okay for women to look feminine and pretty is, I feel like I owe her something. And the Battle on B this week said that she told her fiance that her new song, Big Dumb Hairy Football Jock, isn't about him. And I could actually see her saying that. No, it's not about you.
Oh my gosh.
It's like Julie Brown's song, I Like Him Big and Stupid. Yeah, what she wrote, by the way, for a movie I watched this week, since I had plenty of time. It plays in the background of the disco scene of Earth Girls Are Easy from the 1980s. I'm listening to the background song and I'm like, oh, very funny.
Yeah. That was okay. So let me. The aliens were, Jeff Goldblum, as in who
was married to the female lead at the time,
right? Gina Davis, right?
Right.
And what's his name? Played the Grinch. Jim Carrey. Right. And also one of the Wayans brothers, right? Damon?
Damon Wayans.
Look at me. Got three.
And played the pool guy.
I can't remember his name.
Who did play the pool guy?
Rudy.
Michael McKean.
Yes. Yeah. He's the guy from, right. He's Lenny from Lenny and Squiggy.
Bravo, sir. Because I'm looking at him going, man, I know that voice. He's not really recognizable as the pool guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's got kind of the wild California surfer dude hair.
Yeah.
But then I looked it up and I'm like, oh.
But he did some hair similar to that for Spinal Tap, didn't he?
Yes. And I'd forgotten that he was in This Is Spinal Tap. What a movie.
I know. Mockumentary.
Speaking of giving you guys more to mock me on, I got new glasses this week.
So you can actually see us now?
From across the room here, hold on, let me see. Let me get out of the bifocal mode.
Is there like an app? You have to like flip a button?
No, you just have to tilt, the goon has to tilt his head a little bit. But I can read the end of a box.
Which end?
The end that has writing. The end that says made for Four Patriots LLC, 2920 Berry Hill Drive, Suite 308, Nashville, Tennessee.
And how far away from the box are you?
10, 12 feet.
Nice. That's good. That's good.
I mean, did you know there are road signs out there with actually suggestions on them to like speed and stuff like that?
You mean all those white squares you were looking at and had no idea why somebody would put up something like that? Yeah, those are votes.
Yeah. What the hell are all these road signs? I knew the little octagonal one meant stop.
Well, that's a shape gift, you know. Shape and color help, you know, some people.
And generally they're red, so.
Right. And the triangles usually mean, be careful, you know.
Mean salute with your middle finger to the other guy and keep right on going. That's done in Boston, anyway.
I was thinking the ones with the triangle pointed up usually mean be careful. The ones with the triangle pointed down, yes, they mean screw you, I'm coming through.
Right. Oh, that's twice you've done that to me today. Very good.
I am 2-0 on guffaws.
Yeah. And pray for me tonight. I'm doing a show next week. I am the narrator.
Oh, good. I thought you were about to tell us that you were doing like, what was the one that, Tatum, what's this, Chan Tatum did? What's it? You know, burlesque for guys. That was
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike. I was worried you were going to tell us you were doing Magic Mike.
No. I'm narrating for a 80th anniversary show for the singing group I used to sing with.
Your singers are 80 years old?
The group is 80 years old. Yeah, they were the very first Barbershop International Gold Medal champions.
How many original members are there?
The last original member passed about 5 years ago.
Wow. So it's all new people.
Well, new old people. Yeah.
New old people. Right. But we're the keyboard is for Sticks. He's been there for 30 years, but he's the new guy.
Yeah. They're having a joint, show with, the local, ladies, the Sweet Adelines chapter, who are celebrating their 75th anniversary. Oh. And they were like, we need a narrator. Would you do it? And I said, sure. Now they tell me that what they want is a voice from above, like Phantom of the Opera.
So or like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Their idea is to have me sit up in the catwalk and occasionally throw a spotlight on me. And I'm like, you know, I don't know that that's such a great idea.
How are you with heights?
I don't like heights.
I didn't think so. Okay. How much did they pay you for this job?
Nothing.
So you're at least getting free food.
Not that they told me. I'm bringing my money to go there. They're cater. The ladies are catering in a meal from Mission Barbecue between shows on Saturday. So I'm just going to do that.
So let me get this straight. You're going to be going up and working in heights, which you do not like. You are not getting paid. And there's the potential that you'll have to buy your own food.
Yes.
Okay. So that's very altruistic of you.
I at least put Mr. Goonapier's courtesy of swimming with the fish.
You got poker out.
So it's all worth it now.
You know, I got some free advertising.
Oh, you know what? When we talk about Butters on South Park, you know, and we always talk about him taking it for the team. He's got nothing on you, Goon. That's truly taking it for the team. And I, for one, as a third of the team, appreciate it.
You're so welcome. I'm going to try and get rid of the height aspect. It's like, can't I just stand in the back with the sound guy?
I know you're kind of looming already.
You know, you don't really point
at your head. They'll have to point up. So, you know, hey.
Right. And if you really want the sound to come from up above, have the sound guy use a particular speaker.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that it's this technology where we can talk into a microphone and our voice will end up somewhere else.
Well, and to be fair, we used to be at a professional theater at a local university.
Right.
Back before, the last time we did this show was the one I helped write in 2019.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Well, the audience has kind of dried up during the pandemic. And
a little water takes care of that. Just say
that cost, back then it was $4,000 for the theater and all the professional folks.
Mm-hmm.
This is being done at a local middle school for $1,700.
That's such a deal.
Well, yeah. Cause the university now wants like $6,500.
Of course.
Yeesh.
And they're great, but we have to sell a lot of tickets at $20 a pop to cover that.
Right.
At $1,700, we'll actually make money, which was the point of doing the performance. So that should be fun. I haven't been with these guys in a while. It'll be nice to hear how they sound now. And if I am sitting up there, scared out of my mind with the heights, I'm sure we can hook that up a little, work that into the act. I already have the script.
Well, best of luck for you tonight, Mr. Goon. We were sure that
thank you.
We'll go fine. Next Saturday will be great. And, we'll probably get a nice little, after action report and see how it all turned out.
Indeed.
And that would be awesome. So that's about it for today, guys. So glad you joined us once again. We enjoy being here doing this for you. Send us a note. You can send it to podcast@swimmingwiththe.fish. We'd love to hear from you. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Peace, a family value, good for the world, and yet people still resist. Give peace a try, even to the people that you disagree with. A public service message from Swimming with the Fish. And how about visiting a place filled with statues and realistic wax figures? So lifelike, you'll wonder why they can't talk or think. Where is this place, you ask? Madame Tussauds? Nope, Congress. Reopening soon as the shutdown completes. And Goon's Economic Revitalization Plan. If you don't work, you don't get paid. Worked for thousands of years, why not today? Living work for a living wage. Get on the bandwagon today. Mr. Goon's comments are his own and do not necessarily represent those of Swimming with the Fish or the Happy Pole LLC.
But we agree anyway.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.